Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, Ms. Jasmine. I want to know about you guys' services for
seniors. Absolutely. Is it for yourself or someone you know?
No, this is for myself, ma'am. I'm trying to figure out a way where I can get hot meals and if I can get them delivered to my house.
Absolutely. And did you also need home care services, someone to come in and assist you, like with the things you don't want to do anymore, like the housekeeping?
Oh, man, no. I think my housekeeping is beyond repair right now. So I just want to try to see if I can get hot meals since I can't cook anything and I don't have a stove.
Okay. What's your first and last name, sir?
First name is Barry. B-A-R-R-Y.
Mr. Barry. And your last name, sir?
Tolson. T-O-L-S-O-N.
T as in Tom, O-L-S-O-N?
Right.
And date of birth, sir?
8/26/1955.
And your home address?
8100 Wabash, Kansas City, Missouri, 64132.
So I got 8100. How do you spell the street name for accuracy?
W-A-B-A-S-H.
And that's street?
Avenue.
Okay. And the city?
Kansas City, Missouri.
And you are in what county? Is that Jackson?
Yes, it is. Jackson County.
Okay. And your Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN?
I don't have that right on hand with me.
We're going to need it to check eligibility codes so that we can submit the referral for the Meals on Wheels program.
Oh, is this what this is, Meals on Wheels?
So in order for you to get hot delivered meals, the ones that do deliver it, it's called the Meals on Wheels program. So they do hot delivered meals 3 times a day, and we have to put in a request for that. Medicaid pays for it, and we have to go through seniors and disabilities. One, they got to see if you're eligible for it. Two, they have to come in and do an in-home assessment and see if there's a physical, actual, real need. It's a process.
For food?
Yes, for food. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ma'am, I don't have a card for them for my Medicaid. I don't have a card for that.
You don't know your 8-digit number?
No.
All right, let me get your social. I can find it through the social.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give it to you because you're going to need that, okay? You always need to know your Medicaid. What is it?
What is what?
Your social, son, sir.
491-610-6262.
1322. So that's 491-621-322?
Yes.
Okay, please hold. Okay, I'm going to go into another data bank to find your Medicaid information. Okay, please hold.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Barry, I got your Medicaid ID number. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 121-573-52. Now, you're going to give me a minute because I'm going to go into Medicaid, and I'm going to check your eligibility codes because if you're eligible, we're going to get you online right now. for that assessment, and we're going to get you the help you need, okay? Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Do you have hot running water?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is there anything else that you need assistance with in your home? Talk to me about your needs.
No, ma'am. I do pretty much everything by myself. Right now I'm having I have to go to heart rehab every day, every other day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Do you have transportation for that?
I'm not even here. Huh?
Do you have transportation for that?
I'm driving back and forth every day, every other day.
I can get you someone to take you. Also, Medicaid pays for transportation. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Okay.
But since I have a car, I just drive myself.
Okay. Okay, so you do have the eligibility codes to submit the referral, okay?
Okay.
And here, I got you listed at 81 Wabash Avenue, so your information is correct. They do not have a number on file for you, meaning a phone number, so we might want to add that.
That was 8100.
Yep, 8100 Wabash Avenue in Kansas City.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
All right. Okay, so talk to me about your disabilities other than heart issues. Any high cholesterol, blood pressure?
I got high cholesterol. Diabetes. I don't know. The list goes on. I mean, those are the main ones that I have, though.
High blood pressure, high cholesterol,
high
diabetic,
pressure,
and heart.
Right.
And heart,
heart.
What is that? What's wrong with your heart?
I had to get a heart stent put in my heart.
And that's called, that's a medical term for that. Jesus.
Stent. Heart stent.
Heart stent. There you go. Okay.
That is the medical term.
That means that you can't get overly excited, right? And too stressed out.
Right. Well, right. Well, yeah, I'm not supposed to. But I'm not sleeping either. So
that's not good.
I know. So that's a real problem with it.
Are you sleeping at least during the day?
It.
Are you sleeping at least during the day? Like naps? Nothing?
Like last night, I didn't go to sleep hardly at all. Well, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I stayed up all day until now.
Magnesium works really good with that when you spray it on your feet.
What is it?
Magnesium.
Magnesium. No, I don't know about that. Magnesium. How do you spell that? M-A-G what?
Magnesium. M-A-G-N-E-S-I-U-M. Magnesium.
M-A-G-M.
M-A-G as in go, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, S as in Sam.
Oh, N as in Nancy. Okay,
yep.
M-A-G-N what?
E-S-I-U-M, magnesium.
Okay.
It's a spray. You spray it underneath your feet at bedtime, and it knocks you out. Also, melatonin.
Spray.
Yep.
Well, melatonin don't work, ma'am.
Oh, no. That means, yeah, go to the magnesium. I've a lot of people.
Yeah, melatonin. I've got melatonin right now, and I've been taking it, and I'll take 3 pills. I'm not even supposed to be taking them, but 3 and 4, and that still don't work.
Don't take them. If they don't work for you, then don't put that in your body, okay? Try the magnesium spray. It's a spray, and you spray it at the bottoms of your feet right before bed.
Well, I've got a prescription from my doctor, Trazodone.
Okay.
So I've been taking that, and it worked night before last, but last night I still didn't go to sleep last night.
And that's important. Your body needs rest because your body heals during sleeping time.
I know. But if I can't go to sleep, what can I do?
You know what that means,
Barry?
That means that you're overthinking stuff.
Well...
You think a lot,
don't
you?
I'm trying not to do that. I'm kind of trying to do that, but if I am doing it, I don't even know I'm doing it.
Right. Your mind races at night? Like, does it, like, a bunch of things go through your mind?
No, ma'am. I didn't, because they told me about that. I quit that. I quit worrying about stuff.
Yeah.
And it's still, I'm still not sleeping.
Wow. Yeah, something's off. So, we got to get that fixed. Okay, try the magnesium spray. Now, okay, I want you to write some information. Absolutely. Anything helps, you know. I want you to write down the agency's information. I'm going to get hands in involved with your case. I'm going to assist you. We're going to get you the help that you need. Now, you're telling me that you only need Meals on Wheels, but I'm going to try to get you everything. Okay,
well,
whether you
everything?
Accept it, whether you want it or not. So basically, it's you're eligible for, I'm going to tell you all the services right now you're eligible, and you're going to tell me if you want it, okay?
Mm.
Right now, you're eligible for Meals on Wheels, which we're going to be applying for. You're eligible for home care services where you can even assign a friend, family, trusted loved one to get paid to run errands for you, cook your meals, prep your meals, take you grocery shopping, clean your house, dust your house, take out your garbage. Anything that you no longer feel you want to get stressed out with, they can do for you and get paid through Medicaid. All right? You
Man,
also qualify.
I don't have nobody.
Okay, so
I don't have nobody.
The agency
I don't have
can
nobody.
Send somebody.
I'm just by myself, huh?
Barry, the agency can send somebody to you.
Oh.
Okay. I'm just telling you what you have in front of you that you're eligible for that you probably
mm-hmm.
don't even know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're eligible for medical supplies, meaning you're diabetic. So if you needed any additional insulin strips, anything revolving your care, you're gonna get
mm-hmm.
medical supplies for. Compression socks, medical beds, hearing aids, dentures. It opens it up to all of that. You're also eligible for the social daycare program, meaning if you wanted to come out of the house, they will pick you up, take you, and bring you back home. It's a social gathering. The state approves it, funds it for elderly people like yourself and or people
mm-hmm.
just that want to get out their house and socialize with other like-minded adults. They provide meals, transportation, and all activities. It's a great program. You meet new people. If that's something
mm-hmm.
that you like, you can say yes, or you can say no, not at this time. Any services
say
that you don't need, you could always, add it on later on.
Right, but not at this time because, like I said, I'm going to this heart.
Yeah, you got a lot going on right now.
I got to do it for the next two and a half to 3 months. So
right.
I have to keep going to do it. They make you go do it.
Yeah,
it's important.
Yeah, you have to strengthen the heart because you got a stencil
right.
put in. So they want to make sure that the stencil doesn't the body doesn't reject the stencil. So it has to you got to do like therapy.
Right. That's what I do. Therapy
yep.
every day.
Also nursing
day.
Is also going to be you get a nurse to come out to your home and sort your medications, fill your medication box, clip your toenails. Take your vitals. That's something that you want. You can add it. If not, then you can add it later on. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to call seniors and disabilities. These are the people that approve all the services that you're eligible for. And we're going to get you online for an in-home assessment. That is when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get. They do this for two things. One, to make sure that Barry is a real person. And two,
mm-hmm.
that Barry is who he says he is. All right? Because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of fraud
mm-hmm.
happening where people, like, I don't know, they're doing crazy stuff. So
I know.
Now, yeah, you know, without me having to speak much.
right,
all
right, right. I know.
So the state has
but
to come out now.
But I ain't into none of that.
Right.
I ain't into none of that
I know.
Fraud and all that mess.
Right.
I'm just trying to make it. That's all.
That's right.
And that's the reason why I'm trying to get healthy food to eat, because I'm not eating healthy. I'm
right.
not doing nothing healthy, matter of fact.
That's right. And we want to change that because we want you here for a longer period of time. Okay. Now, I just
mm-hmm.
need you to write down some of my information so you can have
mm-hmm.
my information. Okay. So my name is Jasmine. I'm going to be helping you, Barry. I'm going to be your to go to for everything moving forward. Okay. The agency's
Jasmine. M-I-N. Okay. Jasmine.
Yep. The agency's name is called Deluxe. Home care?
Deluxe
Home Care is D-E-L-U-X-E.
D-E-L-U-X-E. U-X-E.
Yep.
Deluxe Home Care?
You got it. And the number is 314.
Wait a minute. I ain't finished. Deluxe Home Care. And the number?
314.
314. Okay.
501.
01, okay.
2508. Can you please hold 1 second? Sorry for the hold, Mr. Barry.
Yes.
So my name is Jasmine
Yes.
with Deluxe Home Care. The number is 314-501-2508. All right. Now I'm going to prep you for this call. You got it.
Excuse me?
So I'm going to prepare you for the call we're about to place. We're going to call seniors and disabilities, the people that approve home care and Meals on Wheels, okay?
Okay.
You're going to introduce yourself. Good afternoon. My name is Barry Tolson. I'm in need of the CDS program. Write that acronym down. It's short
I'm in need of the what?
CDS program. It's short for...
CDES.
CD as in David, Consumer Direct Support. CDS.
D-E-S?
Consumer Direct Support, CDS program.
CDS.
You got it, CDS program.
Okay. Program, okay.
That's called the Consumer Direct Support Program that allows you to hire any friend, family, trusted, loved one, a neighbor, or for the agency to send someone out when you're ready for anyone to come into your home to assist you. Okay, so like let's say you needed any type of help within your home, anything. Trash removal, cleaning, meal prepping, grocery shopping, running errands. You have that ability, okay?
Okay.
You're looking for the CDS program. They're going to ask you, what are your disabilities? Disabilities are things you've been clinically, medically diagnosed with. So we already got three. We got high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetic, and you have the heart situation with the stencil. So that's four. If, because you told me there's an extensive list, when the worker comes to your home, you can add all those other, you know, disabilities
mm-hmm.
at that time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to ask you, what do you need help with? You're going to let them know that you need meals. If there's a program that allows you to get meals delivered to your home, you really do need that. Tell them you don't have a functioning kitchen. You're an elderly disabled person, and you don't have anyone to cook your meals, prep your meals, you know? You need help, okay?
Right.
They're going to ask you if you want a visiting nurse to come out and check your vitals once a week. Just tell them, not right now.
Right.
They're going to ask you if you need the social daycare. It's up to you if you want to start engaging, you know, socially outside of your environment. If not, you tell them, not right now.
Not with the heart program I'm going through right now. I can't
tell
do
them,
nothing.
Tell them once I'm done with my heart prop of my heart program, then I'll reconsider coming out the house and when it gets
right.
warm out. All right?
Right.
These are all services that you're eligible for. It doesn't mean that you're going to take all of them right now. It could, just means that you're eligible and you can if you wanted to, but you can add them later on to your care plan. Let's get your care plan up and started. That lets the state know, my name is Barry Tolson and I'm in need of help, okay?
Right.
It'll give you all the services you want later on.
Okay.
They're going to ask you if you have a provider picked out or agency. You're going to tell them yes. You're going to give them my name, my number, and the agency's information.
I'm going to tell them you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're my provider?
I'm going to be your provider.
Jasmine. And
yes.
That's all I need is your first name?
That's it. That's all you need.
Okay.
They're going to ask you, let me see what else, if there's any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, dangerous weapons, any gang-related activities in or outside of your home, any dangerous or vicious pets. The answer is no to all of that.
Well, my answer ain't no to all of it, but talking about bed bugs, no, but I do have roaches.
Is it an infestation?
It's too many.
Then that's why you need help. Barry, because with your heart problem and your diabetes, you cannot have that in your house. That could give you infections, okay? We're going to get somebody in there to help you. Yes, absolutely.
I don't know how...
We need somebody to clean all of that up, all right? We're going to get you the help you need.
Try. I'll try.
Okay.
And you are my what, provider?
I'm going to be the home care agency that's going to help you in your home once you're ready to receive services. And I'm going to be the one to help you through the state call to make sure you get onto services.
Okay, but I call you my provider?
Yeah, provider or agency. It's called Deluxe Home Care.
Okay. Well, I got that wrote down, Deluxe Home Care.
Yep.
And the number.
All right. That's all you need.
Okay.
You're already prepared for the call. Do you have any questions for me? So that before I transfer it to the state.
No, you've already pretty much covered almost everything.
That's right. That's what I do. All right. I'm here for you. God must have sent you to the right place. Okay. So bear with me.
Exactly.
It may take me several attempts to patch you through. They're going to ask you to confirm your Medicaid ID number. I'm going to prompt it into the system, but you have to confirm it with the worker along with anything else that she asks you, okay?
Okay, I got
it. You don't have a phone number on file, but they're going to ask you, so this would be a great time for you to add your phone number to the system, okay?
Okay, do I give it to them?
Yeah, they're going to ask you for your date of birth, your address, your marital status, your living arrangements. They're going to ask you for everything because they're going to create what's called a pre-screen. A pre-screen means that they take in your basic information, this information that gets assigned to a state specialist. The specialist is then going to call you back, Barry, and schedule that in-home assessment at your leisure. That's when they come into the home and they do your assessment. It's a process, but we're looking at a turnaround of 2 weeks or less for you to be on services, receiving Meals on Wheels and everything. All right?
2 weeks?
Less than that.
Oh, less than 2 weeks.
Yep.
Before I receive Meals on Wheels?
Yep.
Okay.
All right? You know anything Medicaid funded takes to process. All right?
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second while I patch you through to the state, okay? Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Please hold while I get you a state representative on the line, okay? Please hold.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Welcome to Deluxe Home Care. My name is Jasmine. It's been a pleasure assisting you, okay? Please hold.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're next, Mr. Barry.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you.
Home and community-based services. This is Erica. Are you calling for services for yourself or another person?
For myself.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
My first name is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. My last name is Tolson, T-O-L-S-O-N.
Thank you, Mr. Tolson. May I have a good contact phone number for you, please?
816-589-9159. That's the only phone number I have, and that's the cell phone.
Thank you. May I have your date of birth, please?
8/26/1955.
Thank you. And Mr. Tolson, I see that you've already entered your Medicaid number in our system. I have your case pulled up. How can I assist you?
Well, ma'am, this lady told me a whole bunch of things that they can assist me with, but right now, all I really called was for the Meals on Wheels so that I can eat because I don't have a stove and I don't have anyone to cook for me and I don't know how to cook. So I'm not really eating right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, Mr. Tolson, you do qualify. I see that you're eligible to receive the home-delivered meals. What we would have to do is submit a referral, and then an assessor would come to your home to meet with you, and then they would get you set up with home-delivered meals. But I'm going to be honest with you. That would be 15 business days before they contact you. Let me ask you.
Well,
have
she
you
told
spoken
me it's going
to
be 2 or 3 weeks.
You're right. Have you spoken to the Family Support Division to see if there's any other options for you in the meantime to have some, you know, some food?
Ma'am, I already get some food stamps, but they cut them down to $58, and that's all I have. But when I go get food, I don't have a meal to eat, and I don't know what to eat and how to eat it because I don't know how to fix food.
I understand.
You know, my mother used to cook for our whole family every day, and this is when we were young. And right now, I don't have nothing or nobody to cook a good home-cooked meal for me.
Okay. There's another option we have. I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to do a referral in a moment, but I also want to give you this phone number to the Missouri Association of Area Agencies on Aging. There's a local number here for Kansas City that would they do extra things for seniors.
Oh. Okay.
Would you like that number? We're still going to do the referral, but I want to give you this number first for you to contact them as soon as we're done.
Yeah, I'll write the number down now.
It's 816-421.
Okay.
49
80. Okay, and that's for what now?
That's the Missouri Association of Area Agencies on Aging. I don't know if you have a cell phone, but if you want to look it up on your phone, it's a lot of services that they provide.
Okay, Missouri Association for what?
Area Agencies on Aging.
For Area Agencies.
On Aging. I call it AAA, Area Agencies on Aging, yes.
On Aging. Okay.
Okay, now we're going to go ahead and get into the referral so that we can get you scheduled for a face-to-face assessment to get those meals, okay? Now, Mr. Tolson, I will be advising you of some information and be collecting and confirming some information, okay? Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, you did say you're at home. You're not in a nursing facility or a hospital, correct?
No, I live in a house.
Okay. And it appears that you have met the preliminary MoHealthNet Medicaid criteria to be referred for an initial assessment for home and community-based services. Before going further, please allow me to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment. The assessment will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Mr. Tolson, do you have any questions about what I just explained?
No, I heard that.
Another question I want to ask you is, do you know that you're eligible for in-home services? When I say that, you're eligible for any of the agencies to send a worker to you on a daily to help you with light housekeeping, laundry, meal preparation, and run errands for you. Did you know this?
Yes, that woman told me that.
Okay, all righty. So the next part of this, do you want to proceed?
Ma'am, I don't know. All I know is I told that lady, I said that, and she's talking about house cleaning and stuff like that. I said, well, my house is kind of beyond house cleaning, and I have roaches. So, you know, I don't know what to accept right now. I'm just trying to really get the meals on wheels. That's what I'm really trying to
do so that
I can eat.
Okay. Well, now I have to ask you some mandatory safety questions before the assessor comes to your home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it easy access to get to your home?
Yeah.
Is there any illegal drug activity? Okay, we'll get to all that. Okay, no illegal drug activity?
Ma'am, I'm not doing no illegal nothing, okay? Nothing. Just regular,
all right, sir.
Me staying here by myself.
Okay, sir, in order to complete the referral,
yes.
I have to ask these questions, okay? They're usually yes or no, okay? We're almost done, all right?
Okay.
Okay, are there any vicious or dangerous animals or pets?
No, don't have no pets.
Any contagious or infectious diseases?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, thank you. Is your neighborhood considered dangerous or safe?
Well, I guess it's considered safe, ma'am, I guess. I don't know these people around here. All I know is on New Year's they do shoot their guns, and they got some real loud guns around here. So that's
sounded
all I
like
know,
Vietnam,
but I don't know nothing about them. Yes.
I got
you. Boy, it is scary. It's very scary.
That's what we say, like Vietnam.
I don't know nothing about these people.
Okay. Well, is there any history of violent behavior?
No.
All righty. The structure to the home, is it considered safe or unsafe?
Safe, pretty safe.
Thank you. All righty. So now, Mr. Tolson, I want to ask, is your preferred language English?
Yes.
All righty. Are you married, divorced, never married? Married, divorced.
I'm not even legally divorced, but I was married and I didn't get a divorce and I couldn't get a divorce for cost for the reason for cost, and I couldn't get
gotcha.
One. So, but anyway,
so do you live
I'm not with whoever it is.
Okay, so you live alone?
I live alone.
Thank you. The best phone number to reach you on is the one you gave me, 816-589-9159. Is that correct?
That's the only one.
Okay. When is the best time to reach you, Mr. Tolson? Morning, afternoon, or anytime?
Let me see. I'm going to say morning, not early morning, but morning. Like
okay.
Maybe 10 or 11.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to say morning.
Alrighty.
Because I'm like I say on those days, ma'am, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm at heart therapy. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay. I'm putting this in here. Okay.
I'm in rehab.
Got it. Gotcha. All righty. So now could you confirm your current mailing and physical address?
8100 Wabash, Kansas City, Missouri, 64132.
Thank you. And is that the same for both? Where you receive your mail and where you live, right?
That's the same. I'm just got one address.
Thank you. All righty, Mr. Tolson, do you have any issues with reading, writing, speech, hearing, or vision?
No, not yet.
All righty. Thank goodness for that. Okay, now we're almost done here.
Thank God.
You basically, okay, I know we have to do this. You just want the home-delivered meals, correct?
Right now, ma'am, that's all I'm really focusing on because I'm not eating. I went to buy a pizza yesterday, and I'm not even really supposed to be eating pizza, okay? But I'm trying to get by with some nourishing food every day.
Okay. All right.
That's all
Alrighty.
I'm really trying to do
here.
Because I gotta eat.
Okay. All righty. So hold on. We're almost done here. Do you have a provider care agency that's going to send you the delivered meals?
No, ma'am. The only person I spoke to is this woman named Jasmine, and she said she's my provider, but she's at Deluxe Home Care. And that's who switched me over and gave me to you.
Okay, so Deluxe will be the one providing your meals?
No. She said that those people that deliver the meals three times a day, whatever they call, what do they call? I forget what they call.
Okay, I just know I call them the home delivered meals, but I know what you're referring to. The charity.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I can't remember the name of it.
Okay, you'll work it out with the assessor. Okay, home delivered meals. There we go. Okay, well, I've got the referral ready. Now, have you requested any of this in the last 90 calendar days?
Requested any of what?
Home delivered meals or any other services?
No, ma'am. This is the second place that I've. You're the second person I've talked to about this. I've just been on the phone this morning trying to call someone to help and see if someone will help me.
Okay. All righty. Well, looks like we've got everything done here for you, Mr. Tolson. Do you have any other questions for me? Because I want to tell you the next step here is I'm going to submit your referral for an initial assessment. Due to an exceptionally high number of referrals, there may be a delay in processing your referral at this time. An assessor will contact you within approximately 15 business days, not including weekends or holidays. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am. I'll just sit them back and wait on them to contact me.
Okay. The last step here, Mr. Tolson, I'm going to connect you to this automated system. It's a quick system. It's going to tell you what to expect when the assessor comes. Now, Mr. Tolson, it's important. When they call you, I don't know what's going to be on your caller ID. It might say state of Missouri. It might say potential spam. It might say unknown. If you have a voicemail, please be sure it's not full, because if you miss the call, they will leave you a message and a callback number.
They can put a text message on my phone. If they
won't
want,
text,
if they want to.
But they will.
They won't. Okay,
no,
well,
they
I
will
don't
either
know yet.
they'll leave you a voicemail. Okay, so just answer
I don't
in
know.
15 business days. Okay.
If I
Alrighty.
get them, I'll answer. Thank you.
All righty. I'm going to connect you to the system now. Here you go. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Please
Bye.
Hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper, if available, to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver? You or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing.